Please stand in body or in spirit. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us
Pray. God of glory, your Son, Jesus Christ, suffered for us and ascended to your right hand. Unite us with Christ and each other in suffering and in joy, that all the world may be drawn into your bountiful presence through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from Acts, the first chapter. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, they were gazing up towards heaven, and suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 68 responsively with me. Let God rise up, let his enemies be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him.
As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As fire smells before the fire, let the wicked perish before God.
But let the righteous be joyful, let them exult before God, let them be jubilant with joy. Father of orphans and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation.
God gives the desolate a home to the living. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the everyone is living in oppression.
O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness,
the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, and the presence God of Israel.
Rain in abundance, O God, you showered abroad. You restored your heritage when it languished.
Your flock found dwelling in it, and your goods were sought out. You provided for need.
Sing to God, O kingdoms of earth. Sing praises to God. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies.
Awesome is God in his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God.
The second reading is from 1 Peter, the 4th and 5th chapters. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's suffering, so you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you were reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves and keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Steadfast is your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of sufferings. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
After Jesus had spoken these words, by that we mean the previous three chapters of John, after Jesus has spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people. To give eternal life to all whom you get, to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life. Listen to this one. And this is eternal life, says Jesus, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is having a relationship with God and with Jesus. I have glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Christ.
You may be seated. So last week I seem to have lost one of the pages of my sermons. This week it's all six. I'm not putting it past any of you to be messing with me. Don't worry, it was me messing with me. Look! Would we really put it past them? Okay, here's the thing. That was a lovely gospel today, and we are going to hear a sermon about 1 Peter. It's not often I preach on 1 Peter. I think this might be the first time ever. So, we'll see how it goes. But I'm preaching on 1 Peter because last weekend, I saw a sticker So if you've read my pondering this week, very short one. Last week, I saw a sticker on the back window of a car, and it said, "Just a proud mama raising wolves, not sheep." And I did what any good pastor would do in reading this sticker. I took a razor blade and I scraped it off the window. No, I didn't do that. But I did judge this proud mama at first. I don't know who she was. I didn't meet her. Because Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are his sheep. And the wolves are those who would seek to harm the sheep, and that's us. And the wolves, they are the enemies of Jesus, and therefore they are the enemies of us. So of course, I, the pastor, judge the proud mama who's raising wolves, not sheep. The only difference between her and me is I didn't actually put it on the back of my car. Can we really blame this proud mama? She doesn't want her kids to grow up to be sheeple, right? Who knows this word, sheeple? It's this combination of, it's a clever combination, by the way, of sheep and people, meaning those who blindly and stupidly follow, no matter what. And who wants their kids and their grandkids to grow up being sheep? She wants her kids to grow up to be strong, to fight back, and if need be, to devour. I've created one of those, I think. What does a sheep devour, by the way? See, you can tell in the look that she gave me that I've created one. What does a sheep devour, by the way?
Grass,
right? They don't devour wolves. The only way to ensure that we're not devoured by a wolf is to be a wolf or a grizzly bear, or says someone in the other church said, a hunter, I guess, you know. That is the way of the world, though. And we Christians, me included, are not immune from wolf-like devouring behavior. The passage from 1 Peter was originally meant to provide comfort to a community of persecuted Christians. Rejoice, rejoice, it says, insofar as you are sharing in Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed in your suffering. It still provides comfort to those for whom it is illegal to be Christian today. But I gotta say, we are not them. We are not those for whom it is illegal to be Christian. Most generally, we do not count ourselves as those who are reviled for the name of Christ. Now, I'm not saying that being Christian or Christians in this country are universally loved. By no means we are. Sometimes by our own doing, but most generally, it isn't dangerous to practice our Christian faith here. Now, this doesn't mean that we ought to go seek suffering. It does not mean that to be a faithful Christian, we must go suffer so that we can suffer in the way Christ suffered. Trust me, you all know, suffering will find us. God does not require, however, that we suffer as proof of faithfulness. And yet, there are times that our call does bring us into places of suffering and persecution in the name of Christ. And when this happens, it is our faith that trusts God will protect us and shepherd us and guide us, especially through the dark valleys. And we don't have to be wolves in those valleys. Robert Gretz is an alum of Capital University and what would eventually become Trinity Lutheran Seminary, right here in our backyard down the road in Columbus. In 1955, he was called to an all-black congregation in Montgomery, Alabama. Within a few months after his arrival, his neighbor, Rosa Parks, was helping to organize a bus boycott in Montgomery, along with Martin Luther King Jr. and some other local civil rights leaders. I think Rosa Parks had an issue on a bus once. Most of us know about that. To help those who relied on these buses to get to and from work, to go get groceries, to go get the things they needed to live their everyday lives, Gretz helped these people, the people of his congregation, the people of his community. So he drove people to and from work for 3 hours each day in his own car, and he organized carpools to make sure that people who were boycotting the buses because of this unfair treatment could get to their jobs and have food to eat. How dare he? So in response, there was this group down in Montgomery. Thankfully, it's not as prevalent as it was, though it still exists. There was this group that down there that didn't really like what he was doing, the KKK, so they firebombed his house. Not once, but twice. There was a third bomb that authorities said for sure would have killed him and his three children and his wife. But it didn't detonate. The death threats to his family, to his wife Jeannie, to his three children, one of whom was a toddler, were so persistent that the FBI urged them to move out of Montgomery. But they remained through the worst of it, not leaving until 1958. And even then, even when they moved, the Gretzes continued to work as allies in the civil rights movement for the next 7 decades. Gretz later wrote in his memoir, "We feel God has given us the unique privilege," he called this a privilege, "the unique privilege of standing with one foot in the black community and one foot in the white. It may not be comfortable," he says. Think about that. His house was firebombed, and he said, "It may not be comfortable to get your house firebombed. It may not be comfortable, but that is where we are. It may not be comfortable, but that is where we are. That is where we were called," he is saying. "And until God tells us it is time to slow down, we intend to keep pressing ahead with our witness." The selection we read from 1 Peter today was, well, selective. It intentionally skipped several verses. Verses that exhort the leaders of this persecuted community of Christians to tend the flock that is in their charge. That is what Robert Gretz and his wife did. And it also exhorted them to look to the time when the chief shepherd appears. That is also what they did. They recognized that they were not the chief shepherds. Robert Gretz may have shepherded a community in Montgomery, but he was not the chief shepherd, and he knew it, nor is any pastor or leader or courageous Christians, though we may be. We are not the chief shepherds. It is Christ alone who is our shepherd. And only by the grace of God, there are moments when Christians reflect this same care of the chief shepherd. Gretz could have answered this call to violence with fear and left Montgomery, and yet he stayed. He could have decided that the only way to survive among the wolves was to watch, become wolf-like himself, to strike out against. And yet, what did he do? He kept driving his car for 3 hours a day to get people to where they needed to go. He kept organizing. He kept organizing carpools. How Christian. His response was to care for his people. He could do this because he knew that he and his family were themselves being shepherded by the chief shepherd. And lest Gretz get all the credit, his wife Jeannie was there the whole way, and I have a feeling if she said to pull the plug, they were going to be out. But she did not say that. She later reflected, "We felt that the Lord had put a circle of love around us. There were people who hated us, and that hate could not get through to us because of the Lord's protection." This Christian life, even here, can cause persecution. Robert Gretz and his family, his wife Jeannie, knew that. The world says, raise wolves, not sheep. But here's the thing, and I am certain of this. Wolves could not have done what the Gretzes did. Wolves could not have done what King did. Wolves could not have done what Parks did. They were all accompanied by the one to whom they belong. This is the same one to whom we belong, the Good Shepherd. So the good news, once again, for like the second time in a month, is that we are sheep. We are sheep. Not wolves, but sheep. And as sheep, the love of Christ forms us differently. Not into those who devour, not into those who know, but into those who know the shepherd's voice. Those who tend rather than consume. Those who stand with the vulnerable instead of preying upon them. And when we do suffer in Christ, forsaking the ways of the world and forsaking the ways of the wolf, we are comforted in knowing that, as this author of 1 Peter says, that the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish us. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
today, pray for our graduates. I'm allowed to talk about the one that graduated over there, but also Jake over here. Are there any other graduates that we would like to lift in celebration today? Maybe not necessarily here, but relatives or children or grandchildren or whatnot.
Alexandra Lay.
Oh my gosh, we got lots. What's that?
Alexandra Lay.
Alexandra. Who?
Corinne.
Let us pray. Trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all creation.
Your love radiates through communities gathered in your name. Bless our graduates, especially
Jake, Lucy, Alexandra, Corinne, and Braylon.
And shape them to be blessings in the communities they enter, the work they undertake, and the lives they touch. In times of transition, graduation, retirement, new employment, and all life changes, grant wisdom, patience, and confidence for what lies ahead. Accompany all those who face change and uncertainty with an assurance of your presence. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Your compassion and care come through the gifts of medicine and relationships. Soothe the anxious. Protect widows and orphans. Comfort those living with memory loss and their families. And heal the sick, especially Rick, Terry, Barb and Clint, Doug, Ed, Carol, Helen, Jack, Rhonda, those on our long-term, homebound, assisted living, and limited mobility prayer lists, for those we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. O God, your promise of eternal life is certain and sure. Inspire us by the steadfast faith of those who have gone before us, so that we may be confident in the assurance you give. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. Let us continue worshiping with our gifts and our offerings.
Thank you.
with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this, the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table of new life. Receive here our risen Lord.
Thank you.
now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Amen.
Pray with me. Holy One, through this meal you have made your home among us and are making all things new. Send us now to speak peace to anxious hearts and love to our enemies, and to bring your healing to the nations. In the name of Jesus, all your people said with one voice, Amen.
It's the name of a hymnal with one voice. These smell very good and they look very pretty. So thank you for the fresh flowers today from wherever they came. Randy, are your roses blooming already? Or?
Those are.
Those are? Okay. I wonder, they look like a form of rose that maybe you grow. I like fresh flowers.
What can I say?
And they smell good. All right. Few announcements this morning. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who supported the Community Connections Expo by either providing cookies or desserts or goods or whatever to be sold at the table that was there. Thanks for all who showed up yesterday to help support that. And some of our youth were there to support that, and they even brought a friend with them. Thank you all for that. I really appreciate that, and I know the help was greatly appreciated by the organizers of that. At some point, we will share some more about the expo with you. I think there were people that were tired yesterday, and my guess is they don't have all the different things counted up as to where some of the money that was made off of that will go to some local organizations and some back to our AV project here. So when we have that info, we'll share. Anything that anyone would like to add to the Connections Expo announcement this morning? No? Okay, well, again, thank you all for all who came and supported that yesterday. This one is marked as an urgent announcement. June 14th, 5 p.m., St. Paul Lutheran Church in North Robinson. There will be an ice cream social and a potluck. So, St. Paul is turning 150 this year. This is kind of a real kickoff for that celebration. They will be providing hot dogs and buns and drinks and ice cream. If you come, you're invited to bring a covered dish. And then when you remove said cover, the desire would be that you have something in said covered dish to share. That was emphasized. Anyway, so you are invited to that. Yeah, you could do that. All right. Other announcements this morning before I have one additional announcement. Any others? I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, yeah. Speaking of St. Paul, we will have a joint worship there, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, on Sunday, May 31st at 10 a.m. That will be our joint Lutheran partnership. So again, that will be there. So you can come here at 10 a.m. next Sunday. We'll be here the following Sunday. Don't show up here. Please show up at St. Paul. There are details in your bulletin. With that, if you are graduating high school today, please come up here. So, Jake Bickert is graduating today, and I've been told, I've heard that his intention is to be a nurse. Is that true?
Yes.
All right, so we have this little bag that's cutely decorated as a nurse, and I don't want to ruin the gift, except for I do. There are six pairs of socks in here. They are nursing socks. I wanted to get ones that said, I stab people for a living with shuts, but they weren't your size, so we just got these. Anyway, so there's that. There are six pairs, which means that you work 6 days a week and you get one day off. So here you go, there's that. A long time ago, I should probably know what the name of the fund is, but a long time ago, there was a fund set up for scholarships for those graduating and continuing their education here at First Lutheran, and I made Jake write something to us, presented it to council, and they approved a scholarship for him. So, Jake, here you go. There is a check for you. Don't spend it all on one book. So, congratulations, Jake, and we will continue. Now you can sit down. So please continue to pray for Jake. At least, Lucy, I didn't make you come forward. I will be buying you socks. And with that, please stand in body or in spirit. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen.
Oh,
is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Do not be ashamed to bear the name of Christ. Stand firm in the faith.
We will.